Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
It is 6:59, and this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston. Mike Hsu has a day off today, taking a little vacation day.
Love
extra
it.
Long weekend for Hsu. Sunday, of course, is Veterans Day. Make sure you pay homage to all the veterans that you know. And we're having our second annual lunch with Larry today at Larry's Nursing Home. It's still not too late to join. So if you're, it's a little bit later. It's at 1:30 today.
Okay.
So if you'd like to come and you'd like to bring a veteran to meet our 102-year-old World War II veteran friend, Larry Steinfeld, today at his nursing home over in Newton, then just call 617-764-9223. That's the new studio line, the new Framingham Ford studio line, 617-764-9223, and you can join me. And I got to figure out where lunch is coming from, because I'm gonna be responsible for lunch.
Okay.
So I might call like.
Well, I'll get you know what, because I got to hang around.
Do you want me,
I'll go to Buff's and bring. I'll bring Larry tips and.
And wings and so we got to bring.
Wings for
there's like 20 people coming, so I got to get lunch. Like maybe I'll call Michael's.
Deli.
Deli.
Yeah, Stephen would love to help. I'm sure.
Over in Cleveland Circle there, and get that going.
Get some crazy conditions up in this piece.
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
Here's a text that says 1:30 should be dinner with Larry, not lunch. Well, he's old and we're old. I mean, yeah. It's actually second for me, it'll be second lunch with Larry.
Right, yeah.
Because I'm not gonna make it till 1:30.
No way. Very late in our schedule.
Today's weather, it's gonna be partly sunny today. Temperature will be 48 for a high. And it's in the upper 30s now here in Brighton, but in the upper 20s in some of the suburbs. I think Bubs Edelman is on the phone, which is why I am delaying just for a moment here. We're going to get to the Hillman huddle in just 1 second. We're also going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back in an hour. So you can leave one of those right now at 617-779-5463. Here's a 339 text. Rando ding for the Vietnam moving wall at Gillette. That's this weekend?
Yes.
Nice.
Okay. So rando ding over there, LB.
That's legit, man.
All right. And I know you diligently prepared the sports as always.
We got Bubs. We got Bubs Edelman.
We have Bubs Edelman ready to go. Is
most
that
famous
cool?
Number 11 ever.
All right. Let's do this.
It's time for the Hillman Huddle with New England Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman.
Are you ready for some football?
On WAAF.
This week's Hillman Huddle with Julian Bubs Edelman is brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing, your lifetime roofing solution. What's going on, bestie?
Not much, just getting mentally and physically ready for a wonderful Friday.
Hmm. Can you tell us what that entails on the mental part? Are you doing Tai Chi or something like that, or what?
No, I'm just watching some film. Honestly, really,
you're watching film at 7 o'clock. That's why you're a Super
Dedication,
Bowl champion.
Man. Well,
that's you're watching film at 7:03 in the morning.
Something like that, yeah, guys. How you guys doing?
Hey, Bubs, on that note, we got this knob Scott from Weymouth that calls in, and he was wondering, what is your game day schedule? So, you know, when you wake up in the morning on game day for the 1 o'clock Tennessee tilt down in Nashville, what's your schedule? What time you get up? What do you do?
I usually get up around, like, if it's a 1 o'clock game, I'll get up at, like, 6, and I like to do some ball drills right when I wake up at the hotel.
Ooh. Is that code?
Huh?
I said, is that code?
No, it's just I like to like warm up my eyes for the day. You get 1 o'clock games, they jump on you quick. Yep. So you got to get your you got to start everything a lot earlier. And then I go in, and then we have a meeting, and then, you know, we have an early bus to the stadium. And you get your body worked on, you get a stretch, a dynamic warm-up in, another set of ball drills. And then you go out with the team, and you start the pregame stuff. So, you know, obviously there's eating as well in there too.
What's it like? Have you played down there?
I played there in, I believe, 2012.
It's a great city, Nashville. What's it like playing down there at that stadium?
From what I remember, I mean, it was pretty live. A nice Bermuda grass, from what I remember, which is a southern style grass, not a Kentucky blue, which is what you find usually in the northern states. Uh-huh. So it's a good fast track, depending on how they keep it. That's what you also do pregame. You go and check the field and the footing and where all the shot clocks are, the clocks are, and all that stuff. So, you know, I didn't get to when you go on a road trip, you don't get to really see the city. We have meetings and we have curfews, so you're pretty much limited to the team hotel and hang out with the guys there. So I don't really know Nashville. I mean, I would love to. I've heard nothing but insane things about the food, live music.
Yes.
You know, I hear it's a great place.
It seems to me like it might be almost a home game because there are so many fans that are traveling down there for this game. There's going to be a lot of Patriots fans there. And you hear them, right? When you're playing somewhere and there's a lot of Patriots fans there.
Definitely. You know, our fans travel well. Nothing like when you're playing in on the road and all of a sudden, you know, in the fourth quarter, you're getting Pat chants and Brady chants and stuff. So it's always, it always puts a smile on your face.
Of course, you get to see a former teammate who's down there, Malcolm Butler. And this happens as you've had a long career here in the NFL, so you run into guys. What's that like when you end up going against a guy that you used to play with?
It's like going against someone you don't know, except you know them a little more, but they also know you. So you're playing, you know, mind games with each other on certain things that you know that got him, certain things that he knows gets you. And, you know, it's fun. It's like playing against a brother, you know, Malcolm, Logan, Dion. There's a bunch of guys down there that, you know, we've won a lot of football games with, but this happens all the time. I mean, you're playing against guys that you played with a lot. That's how it goes around here, you know what I mean? In this business, you know, one day you're battling with someone, the next day you're battling against. And, you know, your focus really is just on what you have going on in that play or that game, what you're trying to execute, your baby goals that you got going into the game. So, you know, you don't think about it as much until after the game and you dab each other up and hopefully nothing bad happened to each other or you're over here fighting.
Malcolm Butler struggled a little bit this season. You think it's, I mean, does that say something kind of about Bill and his decision in the Super Bowl?
I don't know. Everyone's different every year. And, you know, especially I wasn't even there, so I can't even comment on that. But I tell you right now, Malcolm, he's a competitive guy. He's going to compete to the last snap. He's going to be prepared. You know, he's given up a couple plays here and there, but I tell you right now, he's made a bunch too. And that when you're a guy that plays hard like him, that, you know, sometimes that's going to happen. You know, and I expect to see his best. That's just knowing who he is and how he works along with Logan and, you know, the other guys that they got going over there. So this isn't just about Malcolm. This isn't just about Logan. It's about playing against their defense. So our focus is on today and having a good Friday and really tightening things up. And then traveling over there, having another good mental day tomorrow, and then going out and seeing where it takes you on Sunday.
Have you picked out the travel duds yet? I mean, you're a snappy dresser when you travel.
I haven't.
No.
I haven't, but I got to see what the theme is. You know, we're going down to the South, so, you know, usually I like to dress to the... We'll see what I got. I don't know what I'm going to wear yet.
Uh-huh. Wardrobe crisis.
Right now, the question of the week for Julian Edelman, our guest on this week's Hillman Huddle, and it's brought to you by ILoveBostonSports.com, the official fan gear of your New England football team, where it's forever New England versus everyone. Visit ILoveBostonSports.com. And this texter wants to know if it has been difficult this season to play so many night games. The guys have had more night games than it seems in any season. Does that make any difference at all?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. We've had, I think, like, what, the last five have been night games?
Pretty much. Yeah.
I mean, you come back to a boom over here, and it does drain on you because if you're playing an away game, you know, you kind of lose a day. When you're traveling back, you get in. So, I mean, we leave right after the game, go immediately back home. So you're getting home at 5:30, traveling, you're sore, you're tired, and you got to come in, get a workout in, get a little run in, get a watch the film, have an off day, but it's not an off day because you have to, you know, you got to get your body right for the next week. So, I mean, you never complain about being on primetime TV, but it's definitely it's a challenge.
Julian, a texter
definitely
a challenge. A texter would like to know if you sit next to Tom on the plane.
No, I don't sit next to Tom. He has his own row. So, you know, there's like the two, the three, the two. I stay in a little two, a couple of in front of him. In his atmosphere, but not around, not next to him. Right. Not next to him.
Hey, Bubs, who are the poker players on the team?
It's died. There's really no poker players.
Really?
I mean, it's a league mandated rule that there's no gambling on travel. So, you know, we don't do those types of things.
Wow, times have changed.
Times have changed. I mean,
the '80s were awesome.
Here's a text.
I mean, even when I first got here, it was awesome. Now it's like, I mean, you can't even call a rookie anymore. They're the R words because, you know, they got the same amount of rights as us now. You know what I mean? I'm just playing.
Bubs, here's a text that says, it sounds like Julian doesn't love you anymore. And that's not true.
Why does it sound like that? Can we get a follow-up text from a homie?
I mean, I guess maybe they feel... I mean, you got your game face on this morning. That's what's going on here. I mean, you're all business. It's a business trip, right?
I mean, a lot of people don't understand. This is a business trip. This is business.
Right.
This is business, as Greg's would say. I mean...
It's not fun and games.
Yeah, we play a game, but this is straight business, homie.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, good luck.
Yeah.
Great, safe trip. And we'll talk to you again. And let's go.
I don't think I got you next week. I think it's Hogan.
What? What do you mean?
That's what they're saying.
What? Demand?
That's what they're saying.
Boy.
Go in there. You carry a lot of weight down there. Go walk into Bill and demand that it's you and not Hogan. No disrespect to Hogan, but all right.
I'm terrified of going into the coach's office. It's like going in the principal's office, bro.
He's not demanding anything from Bill.
No,
get out of here.
No. All right. Well, we'll talk to Hogan. Talk to Hogan next week, and we'll talk to you again soon on the Hillman Huddle. All right, Julian.
Hey, I got a pop-up shop coming, so you guys might as well come by.
Oh,
nice.
When and where?
It's going to be over on in the Back Bay. I'll have more.
Okay.
I'll have more details, but just know next week, old Poppy.
Not Pop. When you talk about Pop, it's Frank talk. But this is pop up shop.
Pop talk. Pop talk. Old Frank.
All right. Well, give us the details. Call us next week and tell us about the pop-up, all right?
All right. I'll hit you guys up.
All right. All right.
You guys have a good day,
LB.
All right.
I'll see you guys.
Yeah, thanks, you're the Berries, Bucks. Man.
All right. There he is, Julian Edelman, on today's Hillman Morning Show. Danielle, you got a lot of sisters out there, apparently. During the break, I said facetiously that you were the only person who wears yogas every day and never does yoga.
Yes.
And they're all texting in right now, all because it's a casual Friday.
Okay.
Sure.
So all of the ladies who listen to this show are wearing yogas and they don't do yoga. That includes our marvelous friend Jessica Reyes from Fox 25, who just sent over a tweet that says Danielle is definitely not the only person who wears yogas every day but never goes
See?
To yoga.
My so girl helping me out. Jess and I had lunch yesterday.
Oh, you did?
We did.
Was she asking about me? I guarantee you she spent the whole lunch asking about me.
I had to redirect Greg every 3 minutes.
Oh, you
it
did?
Was just
yeah,
like, you
I know. It's,
Katie
I know
Thompson
it's.
From Channel 5 was there, too, and I was like looking at her, and I'm like, will she please stop talking about Greg? This is so awkward. So,
I mean, in front of people,
none of
she
that
was
happened,
talking
but
about
anyway,
me.
But anyway, it was a good lunch at Real House. Hi.
All right. Today's weather brought to you by Recovery Centers of America, and it's going to be partly sunny today. The temperature is going to be 48 for a high. We are in the upper 30s right now. And just for a point of update, there are no Canadian truck drivers who have ruined the commute so far this morning. We're an hour and a half into the commute from the 6 o'clock start this morning, and no Canadian truck drivers have ruined anything yet. Recovery Centers of America provides inpatient and outpatient addiction treatment services with locations in Danvers and Westminster. Recovery Centers of America will take your call 24 hours a day. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit recoverycentersofamerica.com. Coming up in just a little bit, it's LB's greatest moments of the week. And then, after that, we will get to today's Nation of Pussies report, and we will discuss why some have their panties in a bunch over the senior class shirts at a local high school.
Okay.
So, that is coming up. Let's see. Quick yoga pants discussion here.
Yes.
Here's a text that says, I am a phys ed teacher who wears yogas all day, every day,
and never
does yoga.
See, I think everybody should be able to do it.
What's that?
Wear yoga? Even guys. Well, yeah, you know, I wear my jorts with tights underneath because comfort is king, man. You're the happiest person on the planet. Yogas are awesome.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in a job where you don't need to dress up, absolutely. But there are some jobs where decorum reigns. And,
oh, really?
And you have to.
So if you wear a suit and a tie, that means you're the best financial guy on the
there
planet.
We go with this argument again.
You love to argue, but there are some jobs where it's customary to wear a suit or to look nice, and then not to mail it in when it comes to the what you're wearing.
Why?
I mean, like, can it make me work better if I put on a clean shirt?
Well, I love
you
the
robe.
I love this argument. So you go to a restaurant,
yes,
where people are serving you food that is relevant to your health and your well-being, and they're wearing yoga pants and a black top, but a suit needs to be worn at a bank when you're getting cash to go party in Nashville.
Well, do you want somebody handling your cash who's wearing yogas?
I mean, what's the difference?
Because they might be more focused on downward dog than they are on multiplication and your deposits.
All right, I give.
This is Sue on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Sue?
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Sue B.
Happy early Veterans Day.
Yes. Sunday is the big day.
Sunday's the big day, but I want to thank the men and women from Honor Flight New England who took 193 vets to Washington on 5 trips over the summer.
They do amazing work there at Honor Flight, and there's a big Honor Flight pub crawl this weekend. They do it every year in Maynard. Cool. Right
yes,
next to
they do.
Right next to Stowe 5-0. And so if you're not doing anything tomorrow, come out and join the event and help them raise money for Honor Flight. They fly veterans down to Washington, D.C. so that they can visit the memorials. And when they arrive at the airport, when they're leaving and when they arrive at the airport, there are hundreds of people who are there to greet them and to thank them. And it's really, really important what they do. It's amazing.
Yeah, my dad had the honor of going in April. I was his guardian for the day. And I'll tell you, it is the most humbling and best experience. My dad talks about it every day. He wears his hat proudly that they gave him, and they cannot do enough for those veterans.
Yes.
The oldest veteran on the one of the flights was 102 years old, and she was treated like a queen for the day. It was fabulous. Tell you how wonderful it is.
I'm glad you called, Sue. And it's Sunday is Veterans Day. We are having our second annual lunch with Larry today over at Larry's Nursing Home. And if you'd like to join, it's not too late. It's getting underway. Getting underway at about 1:30. And Larry knows that a few people are coming over. I don't think he knows that there's a whole bunch of us. But if you'd like to join and bring a veteran today, you can just call and let us know that you're coming, and we'll tell you where it is. And you and your veteran guest will get to say hello to Larry. There's an honor guard that is coming.
That's awesome.
They reached out.
That's great.
And I'm hoping that we're going to have another 102-year-old World War II veteran there today, the guy who was honored at the Patriots game on Sunday night.
Bring and Scratchies. So,
yes, bring Larry Scratch tickets.
Right? In his downtime, he likes to try and be a millionaire.
Hey, yes.
Why not, man?
So Larry is our 102-year-old World War II veteran friend. We met him when he was in the news, and we had him on the show, and we became friends with him, and he is just an extraordinary, extraordinary man. So call 617-764-9223 if you have an opportunity to get out and join us this afternoon at about 1:30 over in Newton. Upper Falls is what they call it, not the Lower Falls. We're in the upper Falls.
Is that like Saxonville?
It's kind of like Saxonville, Framingham. Yes, you're right. All right. What else? Something here that here's somebody who is texting in and saying, LB, that you should dress for the job you want, not the job you have.
I won't get into this argument.
You already did.
You people are just completely clueless. Well, a 400-pound doctor walks into your room because you need surgery, and then Brad Pitt like doctor walks into the room that put 2 years in over in Pakistan to become a doctor. Mm-hmm. The other guy, the fat guy, graduated Harvard. And who do you pick to do your surgery? The smoke show.
Well, that has no clue what he's doing, and
he's going to leave an instrument in your body when he sews you up.
Well, no, but if a doctor walked in wearing yoga pants and another walked in wearing the doctor's coat, I think I'd pick the guy that's in the doctor's coat.
My point is the best doctor in the hospital can wear yoga pants and do the best surgery.
It's possible.
That's what's so naive about people. We're so judgy Judgerton.
Here's a text in your favor, which reads, Bernie Madoff wore a suit. So, you're right. Maybe you're right. Madoff wore a suit.
I'll go back to my go-to, Steve Jobs.
Well,
Levi's jeans and a mock turtleneck.
He had the
same outfit.
Zuckerberg,
every
too. Same thing.
Day.
Yes, Zuckerberg is copying. I'll tell you who wears a suit every day.
Oh.
Bezos!
Yeah,
Bezos wears a suit every day.
Isn't he hiking every day? Bezos doesn't have to be in the office.
No, you don't think Bezos goes in every morning at 6 a.m. anymore?
No. He's controlling everything remotely.
He mails it in from home?
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm out on some Patagonia trek. I'll check in three days.
Go to meeting.com. That's what Bezos is, Bezos is doing. All right, can we get to the news? The news this hour is brought to you by
ElizabethGrady.com. Give the gift of beauty and relaxation with an Elizabeth Grady gift card available in any denomination. It's for everyone. Call 1-800-FACIALS or visit ElizabethGrady.com. Brought to you also this hour by Nissan. It's a great day to enjoy a ride. Nissan can't control the weather, but Nissan Intelligent Mobility is technology that's changing the way you drive forever. It's time to enjoy the ride and upgrade to Nissan Intelligent Mobility, technology that moves people. Go to NissanUSA.com to learn more. So a funeral mass was held yesterday for Whitey Bulger at St. Monica's in South Boston, his church.
Yes. I guess the church is very forgiving.
Evidently.
So they had it over there in Southie. Surprise. They didn't want anybody to know about it, right?
Correct.
And
Private ceremony for family, close people.
Okay. And then they buried Whitey.
Yes, in West Roxbury.
Okay. And, of course, the Southie people are very kind when talking about the departed Whitey Bulger. And,
yes.
We have some audio from those who were interviewed yesterday. I think, was this WBZ? I think it was WBZ that did these interviews yesterday in Southie.
Everyone knows what the man has done. And now he's going to, you know, I'm in the church. Hey, God, take me to heaven. You don't bury 100 bodies and then think you're going to heaven.
That's right, Uncle Jim.
Huh? How about that?
Yeah.
I mean, why do it in a church? Like, what the audacity of the family? I mean, I don't know. Am I off? The mark here,
Jeffrey? If you repent, you go to heaven.
Yeah.
Well,
that's the
beauty church
of being
forgives.
Catholic.
Jesus forgives, man. Jesus went on the cross to
a couple Hail Marys. You're good,
right?
But isn't it kind of hurtful to people who have a relative that the guy killed?
Yes.
And, like, ripped their teeth out?
Yes, but God says that no matter what you do, if you repent, you get to go to heaven.
Well, how does that work? Like, what
kind Jesus of a...
Well, Jesus
did it. I didn't make the rules, kid. No,
but how does that encourage anybody to follow the rules if you're saying... It's like a parent saying, basically, listen, don't do the following things, but... Do them and say sorry, and you're all set. You get the dessert.
You ever had to go into the confessional and then do a couple rosaries? That'll stop me from doing anything bad.
I'm not a Catholic. You were raised Catholic.
Catholic by guilt.
I was not raised Catholic.
Well, see this, though, man. Why does a murderer get a last meal?
Yeah.
Screw him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, take a listen to this person.
Right. This morning, if I could have done it, I would have thrown a Molotov cocktail on his casket. He don't deserve to be buried around here.
A Molotov
cocktail. That's fantastic.
I understand what that guy's saying. People don't want him buried in Massachusetts. Yeah. They think he should have been buried somewhere else.
He's a rat, but he's still his hometown, you know. A lot of people looked up to him, even though he was who he was. He was a legend around here.
And that is the most Boston reaction to the Whitey Bulger death that you will find.
Yeah, well, that is the issue. Is that people say, even though he was a rat, even though he killed people, he did some good things for the neighborhood.
Right.
You know, and that's the issue. Well, all right. So nobody knows exactly where, I'm assuming, he was buried.
I believe that's correct, yes.
Obscure reference?
Yes.
Do you think the same amount of money is in the crypt that was in Buddy's crypt in Ozark season 2.
Oh.
Was that, they call that a crypt or a mausoleum? Or what do they call that thing that
where
they hid all that money?
Mausoleum.
Yeah.
Does Ernie have cash stored in his mausoleum?
I don't know. Who knows?
I'll bet.
Who knows?
Probably, right?
All right. What else is in the news today, Danielle?
Congratulations are in order for John Mellencamp and Meg Ryan.
What?
This is actually anti-Hillman jinx because I want to say maybe about a month ago, as we were in the old studio, we were musing over whether or not those two were still together. They had broken up, I think, last year and then reconciled, and now they're engaged.
What?
Yes.
Big
engaged
ring?
To be married, yes.
Now, John Mellencamp was married for a long time
to,
I think, a model.
Let's see.
I believe he was married to a model.
Let's see. He dated Christie Brinkley for a while, LB.
Yeah.
No. Your gal.
Well, you know what blew me away? I had no idea. He's 67 or something?
Well, yeah, he's had a heart attack or two. I mean, he's one of those people who kept smoking after the heart attack. He's like you. You had your heart scare, and you're right back where you were before.
I asked the nurse for Jose Cuervo.
Elaine Irwin was his wife. She was a model, right?
Yeah, model.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm surprised that maybe Meg Ryan really wanted to get married. Sometimes I think my feeling is Do you go back and touch a hot stove a second or third time? I don't think so.
What's your definition of hot? That's what a lot of people want.
Or whatever she's Meg Cougar Mellencamp.
They're going to be the Ryan Cougar Mellencamp.
She's going to change her name from Meg to Cougar.
His wife was in the I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus video that he did for that remake of that Christmas song, if I remember correctly. This is Fred. Hello, Fred.
Hey, Greg, I want to thank you for ruining season two of Ozark for me.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You're a little behind.
But we're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8. You can leave one of those right now at 617-779-5463. 617-779-5463. Here's a text asking when I will discuss that my boy Bruce apologized to the Australians for being American. I haven't heard it yet, but during the break, I will check and see, and I will listen.
I think it's an older story. Huh? I don't think that's like a current thing.
Okay.
I think he did that a while ago.
Well, I'll check into it. I don't know what this text or you might want to send some more information over, and I will certainly check into that. After LB's greatest moments of the week, which we're going to get to next, we'll get to today's Nation of Pussies report. And then at 8:15, it's the Robot Uprising report this morning.
Yeah, I know.
And we will discuss what you can pay $10,000 to do first with a robot. That is coming up at 8:15 on today's Hillman Morning Show, which is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you could go to echostore.com. Mark Hsu is off this morning, burning a vacation day and most likely getting ready for the pot shops to open. I think it's as soon as today or tomorrow. I mean, it's momentarily, right?
Yeah, they approved both the independent testing labs, one in Salem, one in Framingham. So, should be able to roll forward with this.
Here's a text that says, G-string, when you were talking about Veronica's mom on Riverdale yesterday, did you know that she was Audrey in Vegas Vacation? That's National Lampoon's Vegas Vacation, by the way. And I did not know that.
Yeah, she she played the daughter, and the cousin had gotten her into stripping. So she took her to buy this really skimpy dress.
Yeah. Good show, Riverdale. We had Anthony Michael Hall on the show on Wednesday, and he was guest starring on Riverdale.
You got me hooked.
What? I did?
Yep. I'm in for two already. I'm going to watch it all weekend.
You really?
Yeah, I've never binged anything in my life, but
Well, no, you have binged lots of things, but you've never binged a television.
No, TV, yeah.
You've never binged a television show before. Oh, speaking of that, it's almost time to get to LB's greatest moments. Speaking of binging, it's almost time to get to LB's greatest moments of the week, which we will do in a minute. This is Dale on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Dale?
Hey, I know I've been holding on for a while. I just wanted to say when Bruce Springsteen, he apologized to Australians. That was like 2012. Then he did it again in like 2015.
Yeah.
And then like he did it again most recently in 2000. He just hates being American.
So wait, he did it again last week? He apologized for being
an American? No, I didn't know. He did it February of 2017 in Melbourne. It was just sorry, I'm American. And we're like, yeah, we already know you're American. Shut up and play your hits. By the way, Greg, stop ruining TV shows for people.
Oh, stop it. Can I have watch time? Ruining television shows. If that's all you have to worry about, then you got a pretty good life. All right, it is 7:54 and time for this.
And now,
still one of the biggest moments in radio history.
The Hillman Morning Show presents.
Great moment there, dumbass.
LB's greatest moments of the week.
Nothing changes if nothing changes.
Now, in descending order, Nancy Know-It-All.
Yes.
Here are the greatest LB moments of this week. Number 3, LB was attempting to come up with an obscure reference while talking about the bus driver in California who took his passengers on a long bus trip. It was supposed to be a 10-minute shuttle ride.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't let him get off the bus. He basically kidnapped him. Mm-hmm. And, of course, LB failed in his attempt at an obscure reference. This is moment number three.
Obscure reference?
Yes.
What's the movie?
I don't know.
No, we don't know.
No.
What day is it? What time is it? What year is it?
You guys pretend like you're numb.
Of course, obscure reference. You're not supposed to say obscure reference. What's the movie?
Yeah.
It kind of defeats the purpose. Moment number two. On the Monday after a Patriots game, and with listeners speculating that LB is perhaps still intoxicated, LB disputes this as fake news and claims that we all make up random stories about him being inebriated.
I love how you guys get to pick and choose, like, when I'm hammered. I'm like,
I think you're the one that picks and chooses.
We have no control.
Look, I'm the guy. I get it.
LB, drink this.
I get it. Spaz retired, and I'm the guy you kick around the studio. It's all good.
You just make it so you're like a big giant kickball. It's just right there.
I embrace it. I embrace it with a smile on my face.
I can't embrace you, but you can't embrace me either.
Finally, moment number one this week of LB's greatest moments was LB talking about Sunday night's Patriots game on Monday with a gigantic buildup and then a somewhat disappointing climax. I'm reading this as it's written.
Sure. Mike Shue?
By your fellow staff people. So let's take a listen. And that defense, we'll talk about it during the sports.
Yeah. But one turnover. Boom.
Did
I steal your thunder there?
What was that? Were you ordering a turnover? Like a raspberry turnover? Or what were you?
I was just stating the obvious, you know, the defense. One turnover. Come on, step up.
All right. I think that's it for right now. Excuse me. When it comes to LB's greatest moments of this week. Hello, Brian.
Yes, hello. Am I on?
Yes, of course you're on. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning. Cool. LB, man, I love you. Everybody loves you. You crack us all up. And I know you're a little bit sensitive about people beating up on the Canadian truck drivers. But this is the way I look at it. So if you're a professional driver, you're wheeling down the highway, 80, 90,000 pounds, you know, you got to know your stuff. And so when the bridge is coming up ahead, you can't be like Mr. Magoo and just say, hey, I think we're going to make it. And so the comparison there, I think, would be the old Western movies when, you know, the cowboy, he jumps from his horse up on top of the train, and he looks up ahead, and there's a tunnel. And so he, natural instinct, he's going to duck, right? I just think when you see that tunnel coming, something's got to register there, you know?
I respect you calling in. I love that you listen. I appreciate that you love the show. So, to my knowledge, in the last 20 years, there was the Canadian guy that took out the Tobin Bridge.
I think it was the Zakim at that point.
No. It was the Tobin Bridge, a Canadian guy in a semi-trailer.
Yeah.
Hooked a left and almost ruined the Tobin Bridge.
Yeah.
And then we have a second Canadian driver that took out the tunnel. How many tractor trailers have crashed driven by American drivers? I just think it's Canadian bashing. That's all.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.